Hi, it's Lucy. This week's episode is about sharks. Kind of a strange topic, but growing up, I was just absolutely obsessed with sharks, so I just so happened to know an unusual amount of facts about them. So let's get started. With fossil records dating back 400 million years, sharks have outlived the dinosaurs and many other forms of life that are currently on Earth. There are more than 1,000 species of sharks and rays, with new species discovered every year. Rays are actually considered to fall under the shark species. So first thing I'm going to talk about is cool kinds of sharks. The first one is the cookie cutter shark. The cookie cutter shark has the largest teeth of all sharks relative to its small size. It is a very motivated hunter and often tries to eat the sonar domes of submarines. When the cookie cutter shark's teeth are shredded, they sometimes swallow them to aid in strengthening their skeleton with calcium. Sharks are actually don't have skeletons, they have cartilage. So by swallowing their teeth, they're making this stronger. This is called calcification. This process helps them to swim deeper depths through the ocean. And another thing that helps with this is that they have larger livers than most sharks. Their genus name is Isatius, which is from the Greek god of light, Isis. Its entire lower body emits a green glow, which attracts potential prey. When it feeds, it suction cups its mouth to its prey and uses sharp teeth like a can opener to make a circle shape in the prey, kind of like a cookie cutter. Its bites are not fatal, and you can see them on all sorts of large marine animals. The next one is the megamouth shark. The megamouth shark is a rare shark species and very large, reaching up to 2,700 pounds. However, it's the smallest of the three filter-feeding sharks, behind the whale shark and the basking shark. The megamouth shark gets its name from the remarkably large circular mouth. On an individual, approximately 16 feet in length, the mouth is approximately 4 feet across. This species has only been observed in the wild a few times, and less than 60 individuals are known by scientists to have ever been captured or observed. They are filter feeders and swim with their mouths constantly wide open in order to filter out their preferred planktonic prey. Inner side of their mouths are covered with light-producing organs to attract these prey. The next is a whale shark, another one of the filter-feeding sharks. Not only is the whale shark the largest shark, but it's also the largest fish in the sea, reaching up to 40 feet, where it got the title of whale, even though it's actually a shark. It can be up to 50,000 pounds, which is as large as a school bus. Regardless of its giant size, it feeds on tiny, tiny plankton. The whale shark makes the smallest shark species look like a fly, which is what I'll tell you about next, the dwarf lantern shark. The smallest shark, the dwarf lantern shark, is smaller than a human hand at only 6 to 8 inches long. It's rarely seen and is little known about, having only been observed a few times off the northern tip of South America, at depths between 283 to 439 meters. The species often lives in the Caribbean Sea at depths of 290 meters. Like other lantern sharks, the dwarf lantern shark has light-emitting organs called photophores along its belly and fins. These help them camouflage when they feed in shallower water. The lit-up belly blends in with sunlight streaming down from above. In darker water, the light attracts smaller animals, which the shark preys upon. It also has very big eyes for a shark to help it see in the dark waters of the ocean's twilight zone. The next shark is the hammerhead shark. The hammerhead shark got its name from its oddly shaped head, which improves its ability to find prey. It has higher visual range and sensory organs to scan the ocean floor. Its favorite meal is a stingray, which bury themselves in the sand, and it uses its head to pin them against the seafloor. It has a special muscle that allows it to move its head up and down. The next shark, and probably the most well-known, is the great white shark. The great white shark is the world's largest known predatory fish. It has 300 teeth, but doesn't chew its food. It rips their prey into mouth-sized pieces, which are swallowed whole. The shark's heavy, torpedo-shaped body allows it to cruise efficiently for long periods of time, and then suddenly switch to high-speed bursts in pursuit of prey, sometimes even leaping out of the water. It feeds on a broad spectrum of prey, from small fish such as halibut to large seals and dolphins. Its scientific name is the Carcharodon carcharias. It weighs from 4,000 to 7,000 pounds, and it ranges from 16 to 20 feet. The next thing I'm going to talk about is endangerment. Today, sharks are endangered as a sole result of human impact. The top two shark threats are, 1, commercial shark finning, which is used for traditional medicines, and popular meals like shark fin soup. Shark fin soup is a traditional soup or stewed dish found in Chinese cuisine. The shark fins provide texture, while the taste comes from other soup ingredients. It is commonly served at special occasions such as wedding and banquets, or as a luxury item in Chinese cuisine. The second thing is entanglement in fishing gear. Declining shark populations affects the entire ocean ecosystem. The importance of sharks as apex predators. An apex predator is also known as an alpha predator or a top predator, which is a predator at the top of a food chain. It has no natural predators. They are usually defined in terms of trophic dynamics, meaning they occupy the highest trophic levels. Sharks play an important role in the ecosystem by maintaining the species below them in the food chain and serving as an indicator for ocean health. They help remove the weak and sick, as well as keeping the balance with competitors, helping to ensure species diversity. The next thing I'm going to tell you about is fun facts about sharks. Number 1. The gestation period for a pregnant female shark can range from 5 months to 2 years. 2 whole years. The spiny dogfish sharks takes the medal for this one. Not only is this the longest confirmed pregnancy for sharks, it is also one of the longest pregnancies of any animal. Number 2. It has been estimated that the bite force of a great white shark is up to 4,000 psi. For comparison, a tiger generates 1,000 psi of bite force. Number 3. Some female sharks use sperm from multiple males to reproduce, making the pups half-siblings, even though they're born at the same time. Talk about an odd family tree. Number 4. Tiger sharks are nicknamed the garbage cans of the sea, and for good reason. Researchers have discovered many odd objects, such as tires, gasoline tanks, and license plates, left intact inside of these sharks' stomachs. Number 5. While this brings new meaning to sibling rivalry, some shark embryos develop teeth. They eat their unborn siblings until one shark remains. This is known as intracerebral cannibalism. Number 6. Some sharks can cycle through up to 35,000 teeth in their lifetimes. Number 7. In many species of sharks, the female are larger than the males, but one that doesn't fall into this category is the snaggletooth shark. The males are actually twice the size of the females. Number 7. Shark lives in all of the world's oceans, but some species of shark, such as the bull shark, are also able to survive in freshwater environments. Number 9. Sharks have some pretty crazy ancestors. The band Ringa had a head covered in spikes, a long snout, and a protruding jaw. The Helicoprion sliced prey like a buzzsaw with its 360-degree spiral of teeth. Shark body design stabilized 140 million years ago, about 300 million years after the sharks first evolved. Number 10. The blue shark can give birth to up to 135 pups in one litter. That is a lot of mouths to feed. Number 11. Thresher sharks' tails can grow to be half their body length. They use their tails as weapons to stun their prey. They are the double-edged sword of the sea. Number 12. The silky shark have extremely acute hearing. In fact, some researchers found that the shark responded to low-frequency sounds from a fourth a mile away. Number 13. The deep sea might be a dark place, but sharks come prepared with a built-in flashlight. Some sharks, such as the lantern shark, are able to make their own light through a process called bioluminescence. Next thing I'm going to tell you is facts versus myths. Sharks get a bad rap, coming from sensationalized stories and stereotyping, such as the movie Jaws and millions of other movies. Sharks have become feared. They're labeled as dangerous, terrible killers that eat anything in sight. But actually, sharks are usually the victims. They're killed by the millions annually to supply demand for their fins, which are made into soup and eaten as a status symbol. Such demand for fins has led to overfishing and illegal fishing, depleting shark populations worldwide. The first myth is that all sharks are man-eaters. Humans are not shark food. Sharks involved in incidents with humans are often hunting for similar-sized prey to humans, such as seals or dolphins. Any incidents where humans have been bitten by sharks, such as when they're surfing, usually a shark mistakes them for a seal or a turtle, which is what they look like when they have a surfboard underneath them with their arms sticking out. The majority of shark species only eat fish, invertebrates, seals, things like that. There's a diversity of feeding behaviors, though. There's large filter feeders, such as the whale shark that I talked about earlier, or bottom dwellers, suction feeders, such as the nurse shark, which inhale their food into their mouth from the ocean floor. The second myth is that all sharks are super giant with lots of sharp teeth. Not all sharks are large and bulky, like the ones we see in movies. There are actually more than 400 different species of sharks, and they come in a variety of shapes and sizes. And not all sharks have a mouthful of large, pointy teeth for tearing flesh. There's the basking shark has tiny teeth that it doesn't even use for feeding, and the horn shark also has molar-like teeth that it uses to crush hard-shelled prey. Myth number three is that sharks are not important. Sharks play a very important role in marine communities and help maintain the balance of life. Many species sit at the top of the food chain, keeping the marine animal populations in check. Some sharks feed on the sick and weak, which help prey populations stay healthy, many of which are very important to fish species. Myth number four is that nothing can hurt sharks. Sharks grow relatively slowly and take many years to mature and produce relatively few young. They also suffer from the growing demand for shark fins, and the general lack of management in shark fishing causes huge problems. Populations cannot replenish at the same rate as they are caught and finned to meet market demand. Sharks are also often caught as bycatch in longliness trawl nets and CN nets and simply discarded. Myth number five is sharks attack people often. There were only 5 shark-related human deaths in 2019 compared to, or 2018 compared to 10 millions of sharks killed annually by people. Sharks are in all the world's oceans, but shark attacks are extremely rare. In fact, you are more likely to be struck by lightning than attacked by a shark. Some of my personal experience with sharks is in 5th grade, as a Christmas present, I asked to adopt a shark. While that might seem silly and quite frankly impossible, that is not so. Through WWF, I could adopt a shark, and by doing this, I was ensuring the shark's safety from any kind of endangerment. I got a great white shark and named it Bruce, from the movie Finding Nemo. When you adopt a shark through WWF, you receive a picture of your shark, a page telling you lots of fun facts about that kind of shark, and a stuffed animal that looks like it. What is WWF and what do, you might ask? WWF stands for World Wildlife Fund, and they are an endangered species conservation. WWF and other conservation organizations are leading the fight to save the world's sharks. They are working through TRAFFIC, the world's largest wildlife trade monitoring network, to regulate the trade in shark fins and meat and reduce market demand. They're also ensuring that conservation and management measures for sharks are implemented by fishery management organizations and by countries participating in trade agreements. Their efforts have paid off. In 2013, some of the most threatened sharks received the attention they deserved, and governments will now take steps to ensure they are sustainably caught and traded legally. Thank you for listening, and please keep in mind that sharks are, regardless to what you may think, sharks are actually very unthreatening species and deserve to be saved from endangerment. So tune in next week to find out about something new. Thank you. Bye.